Councilmember Dudley. Councilmember Hadler.
Here.
Councilmember Rosander.
Here.
Councilmember Longacre.
Thank you. Okay, we have the consent agenda. We have the minutes, claims, payroll summary, and general voucher. And I'll ask for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
And second, please.
I'll second.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion?
One thing, Michelle, I had a question on. Rosebud County, the bill, the Chief Corey is. How often do we pay that? I looked back and I couldn't see it.
Twice a year.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
It's a, yep, every so 6 months.
$23,000.
Every 6 months.
It's for the fire department part of them too, but yep, I looked back, I just couldn't find it.
Yep.
Any other questions or comments? Comments from the public? Take vote, please.
Councilmember Hadler.
Aye.
Councilmember Rosander.
Aye.
Mayor Williams.
Aye.
Consent agenda has passed. Departmental reports. Chief Hurd.
Thank you, Mayor, members of the council. You have my report. Really, crime is slow. We kind of like it that way. We're just kind of gearing up for the long week.
Questions, Chief Hurd?
That's all I have. That's your question.
I was disappointed you didn't get the DUIs. I bragged you guys up in other communities, so but you're doing good. We appreciate it.
Sometimes it's quiet. We don't like to say that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. It's all on the report, and I don't have any
questions, comments to Cammy? Okay, thanks, Cam. Chief Rita.
Hey, well, as members of the council, you have not reported hit no holes in the last meeting. Fireworks are here. They're loaded up the trailer. We're still waiting for the fireworks trailer, but we have them stashed away. Boomers. And then the other thing I did put in there was we had a rookie training last year for our newest member. We just had one that attended, so it was good. Did great. He's going to be a good addition. So what you got? Zach Ingram. Sorry. Zach Ingram is our latest firefighter.
Good question.
Did you put up a new flag for Cold Strip Days?
Yes, we did. We ordered a couple. We ordered a couple too, so
thank you for the one.
Yeah. Of course. Okay, thanks, Chief. Michelle.
All right, Mayor, council members, you have my report. Some kind of meat potato stuff this week, doing some research on various and assorted issues, but nothing earth shattering or anything like that. So, if you have any other questions for me, I don't have anything to add.
When do we have to have the local government that language down?
Yeah, by the end of July. There's a date, Michelle, I can't remember exactly, there's a date in like that first week of August by which Sally Warner wants that language to be printed out. And I've been working with Michelle, like I said, I spoke with Ashley at the local government center. She and I had a conversation. She's like, well, you know, we always tell people to, run things by their city attorney, and I said, well, I always ask them what the local government center says. So we put our heads together, and effectively, that local government review committee, I'm going to write a memo for Michelle to take to them. They do need to have, as part of their final report, the current charter and the proposed new charter, everything that they want to change. And so those two have to be in the final report. That's what is public and what the public gets to review. And then the ballot language is super simple. It is for the amended charter or for the current charter without the amendments. That's it. The ballot language doesn't kind of go on and on to say what the amendments are. The local government review committee, if they're the proponents of a change in the charter, their job then is to go out and promote those amendments and try to get folks aware of what they're proposing. We need that by the end of the month. I was just talking to Michelle, like, this is the one bite of the apple. If that language doesn't get in, if they don't get their their final report done, and the ballot language to the election administrator, then that's it. It doesn't carry over anymore. This is sort of the end of the language. So that's where things stand there. But I've told Michelle to will make myself available to that study commission when they reschedule their next meeting. If I'm available, I'm more than happy to come down, answer the questions that they have, or be available by phone if I'm not able to come all the way down here. Because we're getting down to the wire. Things need to start happening here in the next month, and they need to get this all resolved and done. Whatever they're going to be proponents of, they need to get that.
They have a lot of change on that charter, and I hope they've trimmed that down.
And that I don't know.
All right. Thanks.
We'll see. Yeah, I know after that public hearing.
Yes.
And then they ought to have more, in a perfect world, they would have more public meetings to discuss it. I mean, not to change it. I mean, once they have their final report is their final report. But then they kind of need to stand behind it and explain why that ought to be voted on. And then there, I imagine, could be just like in any election, a group of concerned citizens and say why it maybe should be passed or something like that. Who knows, right? But that's what would happen then between the time of their final report and the election.
I can try to come to their meeting a couple weeks back.
Of course. Yeah. So, okay, great, thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.
No meeting.
I did not get you guys your report this time. I was gone for a few days and I forgot to mention to the guys to have to do one for you. So we have started on Chisholm Drive. 7F Construction is the subcontractor for hard drives. They've been there for about a week and a half now. They are moving very slowly, but they are moving, so I guess that's good. I'm sure KLJ will have a meeting this Thursday again at 11 o'clock, and I'm sure they'll say something to them about they'll start to fall behind pace of what they were quoted as doing. So we'll see how that goes. We did have a homeowner give a call on Blackhawk, the chip seal. They were picking up a lot of the chips and stuff on their tires and questioning it. The hard drive guys were here last Thursday, so we went up there and looked at it, and they suggested to us that we go sweep it. They said using is the best option for it, so we went up there and swept Cimarron, Browning, and Blackhawk there. We'll go look at it again this Thursday when they're here. If they still think it's, according to them, it's all on par with how it should be good with the chips and everything. Like they said, when you back out of the driveways or some where the wheels are going all the time, that's kind of picking up some rocks. That's why they don't chip seal the cul-de-sacs. We had this conversation last year for chip sealing, and we said that's why they don't do it, because the cul-de-sac is a constant turn. So that's why they don't recommend doing that. That's kind of what's going on here. Other than that, I've got the American flags up along the streets. Guys have been sweeping there around. We've been mowing and weeding, and we'll be delivering some garbage cans around town for the businesses and for the CPRD, their food show and everything down there. So we'll get all them set up. So we'll be busy this week. So. About all I got for you.
Any questions for Pat?
So 7F, is that the name?
7F.
But they're doing the water line.
They're the subcontractor. Yep, doing the water replacement service line.
Is that, I saw them up there. Okay.
Hard drive is mainly paving, and And so they bid it out to some, you know, other construction companies, and then 7.5 got their bid for them, so, which we have no say in. You know, they just presented us their total cost for everything, so.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for looking at the street.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah. I understand where they're coming from. I wonder why. I mean, so.
Michelle.
Hey, the council members. The Local Government Study Commission still has not met since the public hearing. I have not heard from them. I don't know when they plan on scheduling their meeting, other than I assume maybe they're just going to wait until their next regular meeting, which would be July 13th. But I don't know. I haven't heard from any of them. So, I have noticed a public hearing for the next city council meeting on July 14th. That is because of the street light maintenance fund. We budgeted $210,000 for appropriations for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2026. However, that is not going to be enough. And so the electrical bill for the street lights last fiscal year averaged $15,600 a month. This fiscal year, it's averaging $17,800 a month. So that's a $2,200 a month increase. So I had budgeted, or we had budgeted, up to a $20,000 total increase for the fiscal year. Well, it's going to end up being $25,000. So we need to do a budget amendment, which would take $5,000 from the cash reserve for the streetlight maintenance fund and put it into the appropriations. So it's not increasing the streetlight assessment to the people because we can't do that at this point. All we can do is take money from our reserve money, the cash reserve, to cover the appropriation. Every fund is allowed a cash reserve to hold in the reserve because our levy funds, such as the general fund and our streetlight maintenance district fund, only get revenues twice a year for the most part. That's when taxes are paid. So that's why you're allowed a cash reserve to tide you over during those months you're not getting revenue in, so that you can pay your bills. So that's where we take that money from. It's from the reserve. So the next council meeting I have already noticed for a budget amendment hearing, and then the budget amendment resolution will be on the agenda. We can't do a budget transfer because we have nowhere to transfer money from, and you can't transfer from a reserve to an appropriation. You have to do that by budget amendment, and budget amendment requires public hearing. So it's different than a budget transfer. So we always have several budget transfers. What that means is we can transfer money from the fire department, let's say, to the police department if need be. If one department is short a little bit and another one has a little extra, those are considered budget transfers as long as they're within the same fund and the money's not coming from the reserve. Those don't require hearings or anything like that, just a resolution of the council. We always have several of those. So, a thing I wanted to report is we're just gearing up for cold strip days. As far as the city goes, we have the kids' fishing day that we sponsor and put on Friday morning at the lake, and the veteran ceremony, which this year is Thursday afternoon at 5. Hence why the room is decorated. So that's what we're busy with, busy buying food, the prices, the good stuff to go along with all that. So that's what we've been busy. Deputy clerks are really busy too. Krista is part of the Quality of Life Corporation, so she's very busy this week with Coastal Days activities. So busy week. I don't have anything else to report for tonight.
Any questions, Michelle? Okay, thanks, Michelle.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, Michelle, kind of hitting on a couple points on Coastal Days. I did prepare a proclamation for Coastal Days, and identified that for everybody, and I touched on a couple things with our proclamation regarding coal strip days, the value of coal strip. I touched on last year's theme and incorporated this year's theme into the proclamation. I also incorporated recognition of our veterans. So that's going to be in the paper, put it in the paper, and have it available for the community to see. So I did put that together. And if there's any questions on Montana Moose, on activities, so we'll be preparing a letter. Michelle's going to draft a letter. She's been unable to move that, relocate it, so we're going to send out a letter and let her know that we will be taking over the ownership of that and dismantling our report. So that's what we're going to do. So that's what I've got there. So that's what I have, unless there are any questions or comments to me.
That's the right thing to do on the kiosk.
Yeah.
So no, it's good.
Yeah,
and I'm not quite sure what dismantling means, but
it's the only way you're going to move it.
No, I know, but are you going to try to salvage it, or you just don't? No, it's a demo.
We're doing it.
Like you and I spoke.
We're demoing it and hauling it to the landfill.
Yep.
We're taking over all of it.
Let Tony burn it.
Yep, Tony wants to burn it. I don't care.
You have my total support.
So that's where we're headed.
But right now, that's where we're looking at, is just demolishing it.
Tear it down and haul it away.
Yep.
Unless they need it down to fire it,
you can figure out how to get it there.
You want to sell coffee at the fire department?
Okay, that's where we're at. So thank you, everybody. Okay, I have no unfinished public comment. No unfinished business. We do have, I think, one special permit request. And before the city council, and this is for fireworks up at 624 Browning, the Lawn of Van Roof has made a request to reconsider for fireworks during cultural celebration. So I'll entertain a motion to approve the application for special events in regards to the fireworks during cultural days.
Mayor, I'll make a motion that we approve the special events application for the Lawn of Van Roof.
Yeah. I can second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Okay, vote please.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Councilmember Hadler?
Aye.
Mayor Williams?
Aye. Okay, that request is approved, so thank you for that. Next item is Resolution 2026-R03. This is for the workers' compensation insurance carrier. And I will entertain a motion to approve Resolution 2026-R03, workers' compensation insurance carrier.
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution number 2026-R03, workers' compensation insurance carrier.
And second, please?
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. Discussion? Comments from the public? Vote, please.
Councilmember Hadler?
Aye.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Mayor Williams?
Aye. Resolution 2026-R03 is passed. Thank you for that. Next item is our non-union employee compensation increases. And just a brief description is my recommendation for compensation for our non-bargaining employees. And what I did is I based it on the 5% adjustment that was released, recently negotiated with the bargaining unit. And I also gave consideration to the CPI adjustment that was 4.4% this year. And I looked back at how the impact of the bargaining agreements that were recently put together, how that impacted the employees' as far as reporting relationship went, and I developed a number on the highest paid employees within our city, and took the 5% and applied it against that, and came up with a dollar number. And that's what I had done previously, and took a look at the individual classifications to ensure we had no compaction between grades, and put together a recommendation for the city council to address and to approve based on that information. This is what I have done for the last number of years that I've been there. I always take a look at our highest paid compensated employees. I take a look at the bargaining unit compensation levels, particularly where to make sure we don't have any compaction between supervisors and employees. And then I come up with the recommendations that you see in front of me. So we'll address that first, and I think then I'll address the elected officials' compensation. So I'll ask for approval for my recommendation.
Mayor, I'll make a motion that we approve your salary increase recommendation.
I'll second that.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
A little bit, just from my understanding. So the top two positions went out at 5%.
5%. I took a look at those two top positions, 5%, and then I came up with what that 5% represented in dollars, which is $490 per month. And then I addressed that throughout the organization. I did make a couple of exceptions, made a slight adjustment for the public works director to bring that position further up towards those two top positions, and I also addressed the city judge. When I looked at the city judge, one of the things that was considered there is our top level police officer in relationship to the dollar that officer makes in relationship to what the city judge makes. So I wanted to get a band between that position and the judge position. So that's how I came up with that.
Okay. And I just went through quickly on the percentages. They're all above 5.
Yeah.
And the city judge, and you can correct my math, that position's at 14.8% increase.
Right.
Okay.
But the other thing, when I take a look at the adjustments that we did with the union positions, those all averaged out in an 8% percentage. When you take a look at the increases that was negotiated within the bargaining, plus the step increases that are already in place. And so averaged out at 8%, so I've had few under that 8, of course few over, but the average was 8%. And that's how that came about. Okay. Any other questions?
Was the fire department, and I hate to look at Chief Tony's, so did we compare that to any other communities or anything?
We are one of the few communities, no I did not, one of the few communities that have compensation, the stipend for the fire chief and assistant fire chief. And what I did, I took a look at what we did last year on compensation with the fire chief and assistant fire chief, and I wanted to do the same thing with those two positions. I wanted to elevate them both equally so that I didn't get a disparity between the fire chief and the assistant chief. And I took a look at what we did last year, and it was a little less than the percentage that we did in other places. So what I did is I plugged a number in there of the $75 for both of those positions. The fire chief is at 6.98%, and the assistant chief is 10.9.
Yeah.
So that's what I did there. I just felt it fit better within, when I took a look at those positions, the responsibilities, I just felt it fit better with a little larger increase this year than last year. Last year I did $35. We did $35. And I felt that $35 was probably a little less than what we could have, should have, and that's the reason I did the $75 this year.
Okay. And I appreciate appreciate you looking at last year's. I couldn't remember.
And then while we're talking about last year's, I also took a look at the part, some of our part-time. I took a look at our part-time office assistant position. We didn't do anything last year. And with our temporary public works people, we did 25 cents last year. And when I took a look at last year and with other things that were going this year, I felt it'd be more appropriate for those two positions to bring them very similarly in line. And the part-time office assistant, I did 80 cents, and the temporary public works, I did 90 cents. It's just to bring them up a little bit based on what our history had been. To make it fit with what they're doing and the other. I wanted to take a look at the whole picture.
On the temporary public works, that should be $18.40 an hour, not $18.65. I just noticed that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. There's a typo there. $18.40. Okay. With that correction, and $18.40 an hour. Yeah.
I recall from last year, Mary, you never put your own compensation on here, but I think in years past, at least, I mean, it's obviously up to city council, but to keep pace with the rest of this. I know you usually don't include yours on here.
That's correct. So did we address that in this part of the meeting, or
it's the next thing on the agenda?
Elected official.
It's the next thing on the agenda.
Okay.
Oh, is it? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Oh yeah, there it is. Elected officials.
No, thank you for bringing it up because I knew I was going somewhere along the line. Okay, we know you do. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so I've got a first and second on the. Non-bargaining employees that and any other discussion on that? Okay, vote please.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Councilmember Hadler?
Aye.
Mayor Williams?
Aye. Thank you. Thank you very much. That is approved. Okay, then with the city council position. What I took a look at what we did last year on the city council position, and I just rounded it up, and it comes in. I don't remember what that percentage. I can't remember what the percentage is. About 6-something%, I think. I can't remember what. I guess I don't have my notes here. But I took a look at what we did last year.
Just about 6%, maybe.
And then I just rounded it up to the, my recommendation this year was to go with the $33, and it brings it up to an even number of $600 a month.
Yep, I show it as a 5.8%.
Okay.
5.8.
Yeah, but that's what I did. That's what I did. Okay, so I'll entertain a motion to approve the elected officials' compensation increases.
I'll make a motion to approve the elected officials' compensation increase.
And second, please?
I'll second.
The move and second. Any other discussion?
Yes, now we talk about the mayor.
Yeah, someone needs to add that on to the motion.
Right. So my thoughts would be, and I wish I would talk to somebody in private about this, but if whatever the city council is elected official, we should do at least that for the mayor.
That makes sense.
But I'm caught a little bit flat-footed here. I hadn't seen this, and then...
Put it all together? So what do we do now?
What's the correct?
I know we tried to do better last year, the year before when I first came on the council, to make it better for the mayor's position.
What do you get a month right now, Mayor?
Well, I make $3,100 a month. Okay. People report to me make three times that.
That's correct.
So,
yeah.
there's been disparity in it for a lot of years, in my opinion. So
well, you can
guess we could always wait and put it on the next agenda for the mayor.
You want to wait for the next one? Do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let us do and fuss.
Table this.
No, I appreciate that option.
So there we just all vote.
We'll vote with what I've recommended. Okay. That's what the motion is, and we'll vote on that. Okay, I'll call for a vote on that.
Councilmember Hadler?
What do I do, vote to table it?
No.
We're just voting on city council.
City council.
Yeah, this is just what...
I'm like, don't call me first.
Okay. Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Mayor Williams?
Aye. Okay. So that's approved. My recommendations are approved. And I appreciate that very much, so thank you for that. Okay, now the next is the non-union employee medical flex plan contribution increase. My memo addresses that, and I also added to my memo an increase on clothing allowance to fit with the what we've agreed to with the bargaining units. What I'd like to do is do both of those. Do you ever see any problem with doing both of those that on my memo?
Yeah, because it's not on the agenda.
It's not on the agenda.
Plus, the police chief and assistant chief isn't recognized correctly on that memo.
Well,
because they're not bargaining, so they don't get the increase that the bargaining ones get unless we approve it, just like Pat and I.
Well, okay, why don't we do this then? Okay, one of the things I didn't address, and Corey mentioned it, and I forgot about it, but on the clothing allowance, let's do this. Okay, please approve the non-union employee flex plan contribution from $2,400 to $3,400, and I'll entertain a motion to that, please.
Mayor, I'll make a motion to approve the non-union flex plan contribution from $2,400 to $3,400 a year.
And second, please?
I can second that.
Okay, moved and second. Any discussion on that? Comments from the public? Okay, vote, please.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Councilmember Hadler?
Aye.
Mayor Williams?
All right, okay. So that's approved. What I'll do then at the next meeting, I'll do the clothing allowance and I'll address the officers, the two officers, assistant chief and assistant chief, separate from the others. So we'll just do that next meeting. Is that okay with everybody? Okay. Okay. We're done. Okay, thank you, everybody. I'll adjourn the meeting.